By now, I was so preoccupied by the story I was hearing, writing, that I had no wish for anything else. My own life, such as it was, had dwindled to nothing. Yet for all my willed blindness, I could not escape the knowledge that it was December. In the back of my mind, on the edge of my sleep, in the margins of the pages I filled so frenetically with script, I was aware that December was counting down the days, and I felt the anniversary crawling closer all the time. On the day after the night of tears, I did not see Miss Winter. She stayed in bed, seeing only Judith and Dr. Clifton. This was convenient. I had not slept well myself. But the following day she asked for me. I went to her plain little room and found her in bed. Her eyes seemed to have grown larger in her face. She wore not a trace of makeup. Perhaps her medication was at its peak of effectiveness, for there was a tranquillity about her that seemed new. She did not smile at me, but when she looked up as I entered, there was a kindness in her eyes.
"You don't need your notebook and pencil," she said. "I want you to do something else for me today."
"What?" Judith came in. She spread a sheet on the floor, then brought Miss Winter's chair in from the adjoining room and lifted her into it. In the centre of the sheet, she positioned the chair, angling it so that Miss Winter could see out of the window. Then she tucked a towel around Miss Winter's shoulders and spread her mass of orange hair over it. Before she left, she handed me a pair of scissors.
"Good luck," she said, with a smile.
"But what am I supposed to do?" I asked Miss Winter.
"Cut my hair, of course."
"Cut your hair?"
"Yes. Don't look like that. There's nothing to it."
"But I don't know how."
"Just take the scissors and cut," she sighed. "I don't care how you do it. I don't care what it looks like. Just get rid of it."
"But I..."
"Please?"
Reluctantly, I took up position behind her. After 2 days in bed, her hair was a tangle of orange wiry threads. It was dry to the touch. So dry, I almost expected it to crackle. Tentatively, I made the first cut. A few inches off the ends, halfway down her back. The blades sheared cleanly through the hair, and the clippings fell to the sheet.
"Shorter than that," Miss Winter said mildly.
"To here?" I touched her shoulders.
"Shorter."
I took a lock of hair and snipped at it nervously. An orange snake slithered to my feet, and Miss Winter began to speak.